As a man sows, so shall he reap. And if a man in your world, by his very nature and the condition of his life, creates a condition of havoc and unhappiness, if he is by nature only concerned with material things, then obviously when he comes here, he will find himself on a plane which is in some respect very similar to us. He will, as it were, be living again a very material conception, if you like, of life. Because after all, the man has not changed. Death doesn't necessarily change a person immediately. A person is still in outlook very much the same, and until such time as man himself begins to realize that he is living in a condition of life that he himself has built, then until he changes his outlook and his attitude, until he begins to search within himself to discover the faults therein and begin to rectify them, he will be living in a condition very similar in many respects to the earth. You'll be living in a material mental state, because after all, that is exactly what happens to individuals when they leave your world. They live in a condition of life created by that state of mind. Of course, there are exceptions, as there must well be, but the average person who has lived a reasonably good life will find himself in a atmosphere which is congenial and pleasant. He will find that he will have every opportunity to experience many things that perhaps were denied him on earth. For instance, you may have someone who, by the very circumstances of their earthly life, were unfortunately made to live a very humdrum, unhappy, dreary existence. Well, that person, because they themselves have by their very nature endeavored to be helpful and kind and considerate to others, who sacrifice perhaps themselves for others, will find a very happy form or condition of existence. And the opportunities that were denied them on earth, those opportunities will be presented here. For instance, you may have someone who would have liked to be a musician or an artist in some way. Somebody who perhaps would have loved to have had a beautiful garden, but were not able to through circumstances beyond their control, will find that they have a house with a very beautiful garden, or if they wanted to become a musician, over here they can so be a musician. In other words, it's a natural law. And everything here is run, and if I can use the term organized, although there is in a sense no organization here, there is a feeling that everything is in its place, but there is no conscious organization. And you will find that here you have every opportunity to settle and to be happy. But of course, no matter what condition you may find yourself in, there will always be the realization of greater possibilities and greater things that lie ahead, because nothing is static here. Everything has the opportunity for change, and if and when a person begins to seek and begins to change in themselves, begins to desire things of a better order, so automatically, gradually, they will find those conditions. It's all a state of being, a state of mind. Every existence in which one may find themselves is a state of mind. It's a state of awareness, a consciousness, and one contributes towards this, and therefore you find yourself, the average person, that is, in a congenial atmosphere for which you yourself are best suited. The average person certainly finds coming here a happy state of being and great opportunity for knowledge, experience, and rest if it's necessary. There's no depression. The only depression, of course, that one would find is if a person coming here has a great deal that they have cause to regret in their makeup and in their life. And in consequence, people do go through a state of readjustment where they themselves assess themselves for the first time, probably, and they begin to feel that they could have done so differently when on earth, and they could have helped so much more than they did. The very self-centered people find things very difficult at first. But of course we must remember and realize that everyone finds eventually that state of existence of which one could call happiness. It's something which is never denied, but everyone must earn it. And so everyone goes through changes and stages of evolution until such time as they have reached a certain goal, if you like, and probably for a very long time they will stay in that environment until they feel the need or the urge to go further.